Today's deep dive is custom tailored for you. We've pulled together some really interesting engineering reports and, well, case studies on industrial recycling.
Yeah, with one clear mission, really. We're exploring how modern beverage facilities are, you know, transforming massive amounts of messy, brewed tea waste into a highly profitable resource.
Right, because usually when you think about a massive beverage plant making iced tea, you picture this, I mean, this pristine, highly automated assembly line.
Oh, completely flawless from the outside.
Yeah, but when you peek behind the curtain, it's honestly like cooking a massive Thanksgiving dinner. Like, everyone loves the final product in the dining room.
But the kitchen is left with just an absolute disaster.
Exactly, just heavy, wet, organic waste everywhere.
And in the past, managing that, you know, that Thanksgiving kitchen was incredibly inefficient. Facilities basically relied on dedicated workers driving forklifts back and forth all day.
Sounds like a total nightmare.
It really was. They were manually hauling these heavy plastic totes filled with wet, brewed tea leaves and liquid effluent. So it caused factory bottlenecks, super high labor costs.
And probably a huge mess, right?
Oh, serious cross-contamination risks from splashing. Yep. Plus, they were paying massive hauling fees just to get all that heavy mess to a landfill.
Okay, but wait, I have to ask. If you're just pumping out thousands of pounds of wet brewed tea leaves, simply moving it out of the room faster through enclosed pipes doesn't really solve the core issue, does it?
Right, you're still stuck with the waste.
Yeah, I mean, you're still paying to haul tons of heavy wet slop to a dump.
Exactly, and that was the huge engineering hurdle here. The breakthrough isn't just moving the waste faster, it's actually transforming it right there on site without any manual intervention.
Oh, wow. So how does that actually work?
Well, the automated system pumps the brewed tea waste directly out of the processing area through these enclosed pipes, and then it feeds it into a continuous separation system.
Yep.
And this system uses high-speed centrifugal force, along with thermal drying, to just extract all the moisture from the organic matter.
So by enclosing the whole process in pipes, you're not just solving the mess, you're entirely removing the need for those forklifts to be driving around the processing floor in the first place.
Exactly. You completely eliminate that forklift traffic, which drastically boosts workplace safety.
Makes total sense.
Plus, going to free means the factory instantly saves the cost of, well, one dedicated operator per shift. But the engineering goes even further than that.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah. Because the system physically separates the liquid effluent from the brewed tea leaves, the facility can actually filter and integrate that reclaimed water directly back into the plant's cooling systems.
Oh, which explains the incredible water savings we saw in these reports.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, by reusing that processed discharge water, facilities are consuming up to 2 million gallons annually. That drops their water cost by, what, up to 88%?
Right, up to 88%. It's a massive efficiency gain across the board.
Saving 88% on water costs is insane, but it introduces a whole new logistical puzzle, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, if you've extracted all that water, you're now left with a highly concentrated dry block of organic matter.
Right, exactly.
Under the old bottleneck system, a plant might pay exorbitant fees to dump about 4.3 tons of wet slop every 48 hours.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But with this automated continuous throughput, these facilities are churning out 10 tons of dry, brewed tea leaves in that exact same window. So what on earth is a factory supposed to do with 10 tons of dry leaves?
And that leads to the ultimate financial flip. Because the automated system dries those brewed tea leaves so quickly and efficiently, they don't rot. They actually retain their high nutritional value.
Interesting.
So instead of the factory paying to send all of it to a landfill, local farmers just haul this dry waste away at zero cost to the facility.
Oh, because they're using it as livestock feed.
Exactly. It becomes a really valuable, nutrient-rich food source for local farms. They're literally turning a costly waste byproduct into a true agricultural asset.
That is amazing. So for you listening, why should you care about, you know, factory logistics? Because this isn't just about making beverages. It is really a masterclass in the circular economy.
It completely changes the definition of industrial efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, by completely rethinking the physical mechanics of waste removal, these manufacturers are dropping their operating costs by 40%. They are cutting 300 tons of CO2 annually per system.
And creating a brand new revenue stream from animal feed.
Mm.
You aren't just minimizing harm anymore. You're actively creating a secondary benefit for the local ecosystem.
It really makes you wonder, If massive industrial tea breweries are secretly becoming vital, nutrient-rich suppliers for local livestock farms, what other completely unrelated industries could be, you know, seamlessly feeding each other's supply chains right under our noses?
It's a great question to think about.
Maybe that Thanksgiving kitchen mess isn't a disaster after all. Maybe it's just the appetizer for the farm next door.